It's my pleasure to introduce to you Jamie Bryan. She's a partner in the Fort Worth and Houston offices of K&L Gates, and she's the practice group coordinator for the Oil, Gas, and Resources Practice Group. She concentrates her practice on oil and gas industry in both upstream and midstream sector and complex multi-district litigation. She also maintains a specialized practice in energy litigation and eminent domain. And we welcome Jamie today.
Thank you very much for having me. So I actually live in Northwest Fort Worth, and so the ice and sleet has gotten me. We have a nice ice rink out in our neighborhood, so I can't get out of my driveway. So I have a little bit of a different topic or presentation today than what you've been listening to. I have been listening to a number of the very interesting and informative sessions today, but I'm here for your ethical COLE credits. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit more generally about ethics in negotiation, specifically what are ethics and why do they matter in negotiation? To start off with, ethics are broadly applied legal standards for what is right or wrong in a given situation or your process for setting those standards. Ethics grow out of our philosophies that define the nature of the world we live in, and they prescribe our rules for living together. In general, we all have four basic approaches to ethical reasoning. First is the end results ethics, where we evaluate the consequences to determine if an action is right or wrong. Second is our duty ethics. So what's your obligation to adhere to consistent principles of laws and social standards that define right or wrong? Third is our social contract ethics, which are generally based on the custom and norms of the particular society or community in which we are acting in. And finally is our own personalistic ethics, which are based upon your own conscience or moral standards. Now, many of us will view business negotiations as a poker game. Some may even call it a battlefield in which someone wins and someone loses. But even poker and battlefields are subject to rules. And in negotiation, these rules are determined by your ethical and legal obligations. And what we don't want to have occur in the midst of the game or in the heat of the battle is to forget that these apply. So what is negotiating? It's the give and take process between two or more parties in which you seek to discover common ground and reach an agreement to settle a matter of mutual concern or to resolve a conflict. So in short, you are always negotiating. You negotiate with your employer, you negotiate with your employees, you negotiate with your spouse, your friends, and if you have a teenager like I do, you negotiate everything all the time. But lawyers and many other business people make a negotiation or make a living at the negotiation table. Even litigators like myself resolve most of our cases through mediation or other form of settlement negotiation. So in any negotiation, the dilemma you face is how to accomplish your aims, meet your needs, and ensure that your viewpoint prevails while acting legally and ethically. Or, stated more bluntly, how do you maintain an advantage during negotiations without crossing legal and ethical boundaries? When you think about the question, though, it's almost odd to be asking it, because all of us should agree with the statement that lying is not ethical. In fact, every state has model rules to that effect. So if you know that lying is not ethical, then in negotiations, must you disclose your client's or your company's bottom line, reveal your weaknesses, and forfeit your leverage? Does gaining an advantage during negotiations require deceit?